Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a story that is starting to percolate out, a story that many in the media don't want you to know about, and that's the reason why they're not covering it wall-to-wall. Now, of course, they would be covering the story wall-to-wall if it was good for Democrats. The story deals with the audits that are taking place around the country and the election. Now, the facts that I'm about to tell you are facts that will not be covered in your newspapers, by your local news stations, or the national news. So it's up to you to get in the fight. I want you to share this podcast right now with your family and your friends. Send it to them in a text message. Or you can see that where you can share. There's a little share button in their podcast where you can share it on social media. Because everything I'm about to give you right now is facts about how the election very well may have been stolen from Donald Trump in Georgia. Beyond incredible, that's how it was put by Donald Trump, the news from Georgia, that the hand recount was wrong by 60%. Yeah. Former President Donald Trump, who has supported several state audits of the 2020 presidential election, due to numerous reported incidences of voter fraud throughout the nation, welcomed a report by Vote Voter Georgia that came out today. Vote Georgia, which stands for Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia, is a nonprofit, nonpartisan group based out of Georgia. Voter Georgia is a party listed on a lawsuit disputing the results of the November 3rd, 2020 elections, specifically in Fulton County. That's Atlanta, Georgia area. Fulton County hand recount audit, or hand count audit on November 3rd, 2020 election, was riddled with massive errors and provable fraud, their news release from the group stated. The organization noted that members of its data team discovered 923 of 1,539 mail-in ballots. Batched files contained votes incorrectly reported in Fulton County's November the 3rd results. Let me just give you that number again so you really understand how bad it is. Their team discovered that 923 of 1,539 mail-in ballot batch files contained votes incorrectly reported in Fulton's official November the 3rd, 2020 results. The, quote, error reporting rate in Fulton's hand count audit is a whopping 60%. The organization further states that one kind of error its investigators encountered was duplicate results reporting for ballots. According to the news release, they say at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots with 4,255 total extra votes were redundantly added in Fulton County audit results for the November election. In other words, it looks like they took ballots they knew would be more for Democrats and counted them twice. Let's break that down. The report says, quote, these illicit votes included 3,390 extra votes for Joe Biden and 865 extra votes for Donald Trump and 43 extra votes for Joe Georgeson. Furthermore, voter GA's team reportedly discovered 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals for their respective batches. In other words, people were lying and making things up on purpose about the batches of votes that they were turning into the state. The news coming out of Georgia is beyond incredible. The hand recount in Fulton County was a total fraud. They stuffed the ballot box and got caught. We will lose our country if this is allowed to stand, is what Donald Trump said in response to the news, according to a release from his office. In Fulton County, the hand recount was roughly 60% wrong. 100,000 tally sheets for ballots were even missing on top of that. And they duplicated thousands of extra votes specifically for, you guessed it, Joe Biden. Now, of course, this story that I'm telling you right now is not being discussed in the media, because why would you want to tell people that the hand recount was actually wrong by 60%? Why would you want to tell them that 100,000 tally sheets for ballots were actually missing? Why would you want to tell the people that they had duplicated thousands of extra votes only for Joe Biden and not for Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. Because they knew this was happening and they're looking the other way deliberately because they just don't care. Because it worked for them this time. Referring to the 2020 election, which saw Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden take office as a scam, the former president asked, quote, how are we now in a third world country? What else will they find once the full forensic audit takes place? A Georgia Secretary of State certified the 2020 presidential election scam despite it being riddled with massive errors and provable fraud, the president went on to say. This proves what Susie Voiles, who worked Fulton County election for decades, suspected, that fraudulent photocopied ballots were counted for Biden, Trump continued. This is one of the many issues, and this is on top, he said, of the 35,000 illegal votes recently found in Georgia and the over 100,000 obsolete voter registrations, plus thousands of dead people deleted after the election. The president went on to say, will the Attorney General of Georgia, Chris Carr, finally act? How has Governor Brian Kemp allowed this to happen? This is corruption at the highest level. Our nation is at stake. A Friday report by the Federalist Margaret Cleveland stated that according to newfound evidence, more than 10,300 illegal votes were cast in Georgia in the November 2020 general election. The number is reportedly expected to only increase over the next several months, potentially exceeding the 12,670 votes that separated Joe Biden and Donald Trump. While this evidence does not change the fact that Joe Biden is our president, all Americans who genuinely care about free and fair elections and the disenfranchisement of voters should demand both transparency and solutions to prevent a repeat in further elections, Cleveland wrote. Now, to be clear, if you understand what I'm telling you right now, there's a very good chance that Donald Trump actually didn't lose Georgia. In fact, Donald Trump won Georgia. Now, that would not change the outcome of the election, but it certainly could change an election in the future. And why should we allow an election for the presidency of the United States of America to go to the wrong person all because of fraud? Think about what I just said. You have an election now, and there's a very good chance that the president of the United States of America at the time, Donald Trump, actually won Georgia. Instead, Joe Biden was declared the winner. Tucker Carlson, by the way, talked about this. And you're going to hear the voice of Rob Pitts, the chairman of the Fulton County, Georgia Board of Commissioners, a Democrat first on CNN on Tucker Carlson Tonight back in May, when he had this to say about what's going on in Georgia. Take a listen.
two and count three. No change. Our elections are open, fair, and transparent.
I can guarantee you. We already know what happened. We've counted those same ballots four times. The election's been certified. Stop already. And that's the argument that Fulton County has used in court to keep those ballots locked away in a warehouse. Except it's not true. It now appears there actually was meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia, last November. That is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. From the beginning, this show has tried to be fact-based when we talk about the 2020 election results. So here's what we know tonight, factually. At least 36 batches of mail-in ballots from the November election were double-counted in Fulton County. That's a total of more than 4,000 votes. Those numbers come from a group called Voter GA, which, along with Bob Chile, sued to get them. The final tally from the double counts we know about amounts to more than 3,300 votes for Joe Biden and 865 votes for Donald Trump. Now, before you dismiss Bob Chile and Voter GA as dishonest partisan actors, keep in mind that the strongly left-of-center Atlanta Journal-Constitution appears to agree with this, at least in outline. The newspaper reviewed the available digital ballot images independently and concluded that hundreds of ballots were improperly duplicated. What does that look like?
Now, again, I want you to think about what Tucker has just said here. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is fact. These ballots were counted twice. They fabricated the tally sheets. They created ballots that weren't supposed to exist. Mail-in ballots in Fulton County were creaseless, meaning they were never folded over and actually sent in the mail. They were solid sheets of paper without a crease, and they would have been creased and folded over if they were actually sent in the mail. So was there voter fraud in Georgia? Yes. Was there enough? More than likely, it looks like, to turn the election in Georgia from Joe Biden being called the victor to Donald Trump? Yes. Is this a conspiracy theory? No. So why is the media not covering this? Because they don't care, and they are fine with fraudulent elections. They are fine with corruption in the elections.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll give you another example of where the media refuses to cover the story. Pennsylvania County, a Republican county, is now going to refuse to submit their voting machines for audit because the Democrat officials have threatened them, saying that if they do give their voting machines over for a audit, that they will then say they can no longer use those machines in future elections and they will have to buy new machines for millions of dollars that they don't have. That's right. There is a new threat now from a top official in Pennsylvania's Democratic-dominated administration. And he is saying, let me make this clear. If you participate in any audit of the state's 2020 elections and you give over any of your machines, we will make sure those machines are never allowed to be used again in future elections. The County Board of Elections, quote, they have now deemed this is for any county in Pennsylvania. You shall not, the Democrats say, provide physical, electronic, or internal access to third parties seeking to copy and or conduct an examination of state-certified electronic voting systems or any components of such systems, including but not limited to election management software and systems, tabulators, scanners, counters, automatic tabulating equipment, voter devices, voting devices, servers, ballot marking devices, paper ballot or ballot card printers, portable memory media devices, thumb drives, flash drives, and the like, and any other hardware, software, or devices being used as part of the election management system, the Democratic order in Pennsylvania reads. Now, if any county were to be so bold to defy the Democratic state administration and provide its voting machines or any of the things listed above for an election audit, you will pay the price. The order then threatens that if a county were to allow an outside agency to audit its machines, the Department of State will withdraw the certification or use authority for those pieces of county voting system. That's not all. Here's the hammer that came down for the Democrats in Pennsylvania. Now, you would assume that this would be a newsworthy article, right? That the media would want to cover, like, hey, we have real election fraud in Georgia. It's confirmed now. On top of the fact that we have real election fraud in Georgia that could actually change the outcome of the presidential election in that state, not nationwide, but in the state, they went on to say this in Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will not reimburse any cost of replacing voting equipment for which certification or use authority has been withdrawn pursuant to this directive. So in other words, you go back to this little town in Tioga County, they have no wiggle room. The Republican there said, quote, we can't be in a position where we don't have the election machines because we have to run the next election. These are extremely expensive machines, and our position is we need to follow the direction that the secretary has given us. The county executive, Ritz Fitzgerald, additionally implied that if asked, his county will not participate, noting that such a move would, quote, cost the taxpayers of that small county millions of dollars and potentially have the machines that we bought invalidated in which we can't use them again. Now, so far, the proposed audit is only focused on Philadelphia, where they believe, just like in Fulton County in Georgia, a.k.a. Atlanta, that there was significant fraud. Now, is this a big news story that should be covered? Of course it should be covered. Why is it that I'm covering it and virtually no one else is covering it but guys like Tucker Carlson? Because the media doesn't want you to know that what was said by Donald Trump actually seems to come back now, months later, as true. Donald Trump Jr. at CPAC in Texas last week said, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and fact? 6 months. It's a damn good point, by the way. The media said that anyone that questioned the results of the election or the vote count in Fulton County or in Philadelphia or anywhere like that, that you were a conspiracy theorist, that you were unhinged, that you were radical, that you should be silenced, that you should be marginalized, that you're un-American. And then they used January the 6th to back all that up, right? But we now know that votes in Georgia, it is clear, ballots were counted twice for Biden. There were fabricated tally sheets, and there were creaseless mail-in ballots that would have to be creased to actually have been mailed in the first place that were used in Fulton County. And it's not just people like me or Fox News Channel that are actually reporting this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has actually been forced to report on this as well. Take a listen to a little bit more of what Tucker said.
Exactly. Well, here's what it looks like. At a press conference yesterday, a consultant with Voter GA called David Cross showed how we can be certain that votes in Fulton County were counted more than once. Watch.
What I'm going to show you here is two ballots side by side. One of them is marked for Jason Shaw, and it's got a little squiggle mark next to it. You can see it's got the identical mark on the second one. And the ballot image is stored up here on the top left. So this one over here is scanner 5162. That's scanner number 3. Batch number 235. Image number 19. And that matches 234, image 59. So you have the same ballot counted twice in the images and counted in the audit. How that's possible, I don't know.
How's that possible? I don't know. Every American should want to know, because the answer gets to the heart of the integrity of our elections, otherwise known as our democracy. We're not talking about a couple of ballots here. We're talking about a lot of ballots, at least hundreds of ballots involved, enough potentially to affect the outcome of the election. Here's another example.
Here's one of the next ones. All right, so same batch, number 234, image number 2, and 235, image number 61. Republican, 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 all the way down to the point where this little spot up in Fannie Willis matches this one over here. There's no question that that ballot was counted twice.
So what's the explanation?
Let's be clear. The man just showed on the screen a ballot for Democrats that was counted twice. Showed how it was counted twice, showed the ballot that the ballot should not have been counted twice. Now, this is a nonpartisan group that's just wanting and advocating for a free and fair election. That's it. They're not advocating for Donald Trump. They're advocating for a free and fair election. And even the Atlanta Journal-Constitution now has been forced to report that, hey, guess what? There was a lot of fraud in Fulton County's elections. Let's go back to what Don Jr. said at CPAC. What's the difference between a conspiracy theory and fact? 6 months. 6 months. Why is it the Democrats are threatening to basically say you won't have time to have a new election in the future or won't be able to afford to have an election in a small county in Pennsylvania if you do a forensic audit of your election? Because they know what they're going to find. They know they're going to find the exact same thing that they found in Fulton County, would be my argument. And where the hell is the media? Nowhere to be found, because they love this. They got away with it. They got away with changing the outcome of the election in places where they have large Democrat voting blocks. And it was enough to change states, just like Georgia. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact now, my friends.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the cover-up. How do you cover all this up? How do you explain it away? How do you make sure that you just act like this is not really a big deal, that this is minor, that this is in the margin of error, that it's an asterisk, nothing more than just a simple asterisk? Okay, it's a great question, right? Let's look back to Georgia and Fulton County. How do you explain away what they're doing in Fulton County? How do you explain an election that quite possibly Donald Trump won, an entire state, with the corruption that we're now finding? How do you act like this is not a big deal?
So what's the explanation for this? Well, if you ask Fulton County, these discrepancies, the ones you just saw on the screen, were isolated incidents, just a handful of bad ballots. Happens all the time. The county claims that any errors were caught in previous recounts. The problem is that neither one of those claims is true. Surveillance footage obtained by Voter GA appears to show large numbers of ballots being scanned multiple times. Pay attention in the tape we're showing you to the woman wearing yellow at the desk. According to Voter GA, she slides ballots into a scanning machine, removes the ballots, and then reinserts the same ballots. This happens multiple times. The question is, how many times were those ballots counted? Was each vote counted more than once? Fulton County won't answer that question. Now, one way to know the answer would be to check what are called audit tally sheets. Tellingly, for months after the presidential election, Fulton County failed to provide more than 100,000 of those tally sheets, including 50,000 of them for mail-in ballots.
Now, I want you to think about just the idea of what you just heard. You've got a woman on screen that Tucker just referenced who takes ballots, runs them through the machine, takes the ballots, runs the same ballots through the machine. You can see all this on tape and runs them multiple times. Now, if you know that the ballots that you have in your hand, let's say 1% of them are going for Joe Biden over Donald Trump, and you run them multiple times, well, that 1% victory goes to 2%, to 3%, 4%. Well, imagine if you have ballots from a hardcore Democratic neighborhood, and you know that those ballots on average are going for Joe Biden at 60 or 70% of the vote every time. Imagine how fast you could increase the lead for Joe Biden over Donald Trump if you count that same batch of ballots over and over and over again, right? Maybe you have a legitimate victory in a hardcore liberal voting precinct for Joe Biden. 70% of the ballots go for Biden, 30% for Trump. Well, if you count it again, then look at that margin. It increases significantly. Well, if you're not doing that in Republican districts, which there's no indication that happened, where they're actually just counting one vote one time, that's how you cancel out other votes in other parts of the state. So if you want to know why so many people actually believe the election was rigged, this is exactly why people believe that the election was rigged. Many Trump supporters don't know for certain whether ballots were faked in the November 2020 election, but they know for absolute certain now that the press is not covering when we do find real information that shows you that someone deliberately or a large group of people in Fulton County deliberately wanted to cheat and got away with it until now. Again, I go back to what I said earlier. Donald Trump Jr. said, what is the difference between a conspiracy theory and fact when it comes to this election? 6 months. That is a true statement in Fulton County. Why is it the Democrats are threatening Republicans and saying that you cannot use the voting machines if you turn them over for any type of audit and you may miss the next election? Why are they saying that? This is exactly why they're saying that. They're saying it for one reason. They're saying it for only one reason. Because they don't want you to find out the truth. They don't want you to know what really happened. And the media is not covering this because they don't want you to know. Right? The media doesn't want you to know what's actually happening either. This is now a news story that we will not cover. We have to move on. You can't ask questions because we've already certified the election. Let it go. Move on. Move on and let it go. That's what they'll tell you over and over and over and over and over and over again. Let it go and move on. You're not allowed to ask any of these questions. So could the election have been stolen? Certainly, based on what we know in Georgia. Is it enough to flip the presidential election? No. But should Georgia matter? Should your vote matter in Georgia? Should we make sure that the person that actually won in Georgia wins in Georgia every time? Yes, because that's what a democracy and freedom is. And this is why the Democrats are covering it up. And this is why Republicans have a right to believe that the elections were not actually correct.
When voter GA finally forced Fulton County to turn over the tally sheets, the conclusion was stunning. Here's what the audit found. Quote, 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. The 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, and 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen.
Now, the only way that this happens is if you're trying to steal an election. When you falsify reports to the point that was just described, this is being done deliberately, on purpose. This is not an accident. When you change entire batches of votes where 850 votes go for Biden, 0 votes go for Trump, and 0 votes go for someone else on the ballot, then you know it's not a conspiracy theory. This was trying to steal an election, and it looks like they may have actually literally stolen the entire presidential election in Georgia.
Wait, did you just follow that? How is that not flat-out criminal fraud? We'd love to know, because it certainly sounds like flat-out criminal fraud. We've obtained photographs showing what went on during the recount process for mail-in ballots in Fulton County. These pictures were taken by a whistleblower who participated in the recount. She said she noticed something odd as she did. None of the ballots that she saw had any creases on them. You can see the stacks of unfolded ballots on your screen now. That's strange because, of course, mail-in ballots need to be bent in order to be mailed in. These ballots clearly had never been inside an envelope. And then the whistleblower noticed something else. All of the ballots, the whistleblower tells us, have been filled out by a printer, not by hand. And many of them supported the exact same candidates, Democrats, including Joe Biden. Voter GA detected a series of other apparent irregularities in the recount. The group's audit found, for example, that, quote, over 200 Fulton County mail-in ballot images contained votes that were not included in the hand count audit results for the November election. Now, why is that? We don't know. Keep in mind, once again, the results in the state of Georgia were decided by fewer than 13,000 votes. It was a close race. Every vote mattered. And then there's this. An elections expert called Mark Davis analyzed data from the post office. He found that nearly 35,000 Georgia voters moved out of their county of residence more than a month prior to Election Day. They were ineligible to vote, and yet they did. They still voted in their old county. That is illegal. It's not a small thing. Violating election law is something we should care about. And by law, their vote should have been excluded from the total. But they were not excluded. Why are we okay with that? Why are we okay with any of this? Well, we're okay with it because we've been told we have to be okay with it. We're undermining democracy if we ask questions about what happened during the 2020 election. And of course, that's a perfect inversion of the truth. Without answers to legitimate questions like the ones we just posed, and those are legitimate questions, democracy dies. People begin to understand that the system they've been told is on the level is in fact rigged. And when they believe that, God knows what they do next.
Tucker is absolutely right. This is criminal fraud. When you have ballots, stacks of ballots, I'm talking stacks, like large stacks, multiple feet tall of ballots, mail-in ballots that have never been creased, which means they've never been folded over, which means they were never put in an envelope, and all of them going for Democrats. When you have ballots that you know have more votes for Democrats, Republicans, and you run them through the machine on video over and over and over and over and over again, that is criminal fraud, and no one's been arrested. What's the media doing about it? Not a damn thing. We're not going to talk about this. Oh, no. We'll just let some people like Ben Ferguson and Tucker Carlson and others like that talk about it, but we won't cover it, because if we don't cover it, did it ever really happen? If we don't cover it, did it ever really take place? And remember, if you ask any questions, you're trying to undermine democracy. That's the other point you must understand. You're trying to undermine democracy. You can't ask questions except the election results. I go back to what Donald Trump Jr. said, and I hope every one of you will share this podcast with your family and friends so that they know about the real facts in Georgia. What is the difference between a conspiracy theory and fact of voter fraud? 6 months. That is an absolute perfect statement from Donald Trump Jr. And if you're Donald Trump, the former president of the United States of America, you should be mad as hell about all of this. Make sure you share this with your family and friends. It's important. It's about our vote in this country. It's about the integrity of our vote in this country. See you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear, because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.